This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis Conservative.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore-chapped nipples.
Yeah, thank you, Ron Swanson, for pointing out that truth. What's the other one, that the road to hell is paved with good intentions? Right? That's what all of these programs in the state of Missouri, and I remember when Al Sharpton came here and shut down I-70 over here. I was anchoring the morning news at Channel 4. Katie Jambrecht was the reporter we sent out there, and they were mad because there wasn't enough minority representation in highway projects. And they wanted to demand that whether it was the lowest bid or not, you had to include a certain percentage of minority, women, female, black ownership in these projects. Or the city succumbed to it and the state, and they put those requirements in there. It's counterproductive. It's not proper use of the taxpayer money. It never has been. Now St. Louis County is trying to take it to a new level. And we are lucky enough to get David Stokes on here, director, of course, of municipal policy over at the Show Me Institute, showmeinstitute.org. David, welcome in.
Great to be on the air with you, Mark. And yeah, this is, you put it the right way. St. Louis County really is taking it to a new level with this new bill, 182, substitute bill for 182 before the council. It is really just dramatically expanding the rules, regulations, and requirements like prevailing wage and the use of minority and women business-owned contractors and apprenticeship programs. It's really just going to drown developers and builders in red tape in St. Louis County if this moves forward.
Yeah, it's a great point, David, because what they're doing is trying to extend their requirement for minority hiring rules to private developers. Explain to people how that would work. So in many ways, I've been opposed to TIF financing for a long time, but what TIF financing is tax increment financing. When the developer builds a development, the city or the county, whatever, agrees, if it's approved, that for the next 15 or 20 years, whatever sales tax they gather at that location, the developer gets to keep to offset their expenses, right?
Right. And what this bill does is it takes any project that gets any incentive at all in St. Louis County, whether that be tax increment financing or a variety of them, a property tax abatement or a community improvement district sales tax or many others, and then makes this requirement that they'll all be subject to these new rules for paying prevailing wage, for women and minority business contracting rules, for apprenticeship programs. Those are the big three. And you are right. The Show Me Institute and I am no friend of tax incentives and tax subsidies. But as the blog post I wrote about this said at showmeinstitute.org says, you know, it's pretty simple. Two wrongs don't make a right. And I'm not a fan of those types of incentives and subsidies. But the idea that to do every one of those, no matter how small the incentive may be, and sometimes they are fairly small, is that they get to have to do all these programs and deals now, it's just crazy. We know that all of these programs, they have a lot of effects. The most obvious one is that they raise costs. You know, they raise prevailing wage and contracting rules and apprenticeship programs. You know, they're going to raise costs on taxpayers. They're also related to that. They're going to limit who can bid for these projects. And, of course, as the Post-Dispatch story on its head, you know, it's clear that the unions basically wrote some of the language in this legislation.
Right.
By limiting who can bid on it to larger union contractors, that's entirely intentional. And it's just a terrible abuse of government power to pass something like this.
David, Dan Buck here. And as you know, I've been involved in development work for many years. And it's complicated enough, right? I mean, by the time you get through your architectural, your engineering, your zoning, your planning, your, you know, all the other hoops and jumps that the government requires you to do, to add this extra layer of almost impossibility to be able to fulfill all of these obligations with minority-owned businesses, which, by the way, as you and I both know, mostly are shell companies that just, yeah, they get the big company to come in and be the subcontractor, but the company you write the contract with has a minority owner of above the name, right? And it's not really a company. They just go out and hire. Yeah, I mean, it's all fraught with, you know, who's paying who and back channel politics. And as a developer, it's just frustrating. I'd rather go out to St. Robert, Missouri, or Osage Beach, Missouri, or even St. Charles County, where they don't put these things in place. Don't they recognize that by putting all of this crazy DEI and stuff, it only hurts them from attracting developers to their community?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I hope that they do. This bill was perfected, meaning its first level of passing, last week with a lot of votes. And I think some of the people who voted for it didn't really realize all the bad stuff that was in the substitute bill, which was only dropped on them a short time before the hearing.
Oh yeah.
So it's, I have to believe some of the people who voted for it are now going to vote against it next week when it should be up. In theory, you know, they can always hold it, but it's supposed to be up for final passage on this next Tuesday's meeting. And this, you know, you want to talk about something that will just totally, you're forcing so many contractors, builders, and developers to pick whether they can operate in St. Louis County or not. This is going to, it's just so bad how it's going to raise costs on taxpayers, limit the number of people who can bid, create, you're right about the disadvantaged business enterprises. Those are women and minority-owned contracting rules. It's rife with fraud. There was a business owner in Clayton just charged a year or two ago for this type of fraud. And there's many, many more examples of that. And the apprenticeship program, which, look, that's the one of these things. There's nothing wrong with an apprenticeship program. They're excellent things. But plenty of small, especially non-union shops that might bid on to be a subcontractor on some of these projects, they can't afford to start that, something like that. So you're going to totally prevent them from bidding. And that's part of the reason why you're going to raise rates, is you're going to have fewer people bidding on these projects. This is just bad news all the way around. And as I say, I'm not a fan of tax subsidies or incentives in the vast majority of cases, but there's better ways to limit them. As the blog post says, pretty simple. We learned it in kindergarten. Two wrongs don't make a right. And this new policy for St. Louis County will be just terrible.
Well, David, I have to say, I'm surprised at sort of the fair coverage the Post gave it. But if you just read that article, it's pretty shocking, because the county's own deputy director for administration, had to point out to Shalonda Webb that for the first time ever, this bill would extend those requirements to TIF projects. And Shalonda Webb said, well, I didn't know that, right? Like, she didn't even know what was in her own bill. That probably came from one of our stakeholders. Who's her stakeholder? The union. The union wrote that line in there because that's what they want. They have no business sticking their nose in county contracts, because they're going to benefit from those contracts.
They're going to benefit immensely from this type of deal. And it's just, you know, first, among many, many problems, some of this is legally questionable that St. Louis County would have the authority to do this. As you read the bill, it would now apply to subsidies and incentive-based projects, no matter how small, within municipalities that St. Louis County has nothing to deal with. Now, some of these, like TIFs, the county deals with all of them, and while I don't want this legislation at all, it's probably legal. Some of these other things, you know, you're going to fight over this in court, and that's going to delay it and cost taxpayers more money as the county is now being sued.
Right. Well, and Chapter 100s and Chapter 353s, all those other tax abatement programs, including SIDS and TIDS, those are all controlled at the state level or at the local, very local municipality. They can't make that at the county level because they don't have really a say in those taxation programs.
And that's going to be fought over in court, and that's going to cost taxpayers a lot more money. Also, with the recent federal changes, the city of St. Louis had to get rid of their women and minority-owned business contracting program because it violated the new Trump administration rules for things that had federal funds. A lot of these projects might have a mix of federal incentives and local incentives. So now you're putting bidders in a real bind, depending on exactly how they create the program. But you might put bidders in a real bind that, you know, they might be violating federal rules in order to adhere to St. Louis County rules. So many things are wrong about this.
David, is your article on the website? Show me website.
ShowMeInstitute.org, blog post up, which talks about how this is going to raise costs, increase risk of fraudulent activity, benefit the certain union businesses at the expense of other businesses. Yep. You've got government just clearly picking who gets to bid and who doesn't. It's really just bad all the way around.
Yeah, and drive developers out of St. Louis County.
Yeah, no kidding. Right. Could not agree more.
Yeah. Absolutely.
David Stokes, thanks, my friend. Good having you on.
Thanks, guys. Always great talking with you, and thanks for the opportunity.
You bet. We'll talk soon. ShowMeInstitute.org. Just amazing that lady that wrote it had no idea what it would do, but she just let the union write it for her, she puts it forward.
But she's in a boat with a whole lot of lawmakers who write laws who've never done it, right? They've never built anything in their life. They don't understand the expense and the cost and the hardship that developers have to go through just to get something to come out of the ground. And it's real easy for them to put more hurdles and more tariffs and, I mean, more taxes and more, in this case, hiring practices of who you can actually have do the work. The more complicated you make it, the more you drive business away from your community.
I would agree. All right. We'll be back in a minute with Dan's segment. Next hour, we'll give away more Cardinal tickets, another Cardinal ticket pack, which is fantastic. It's the bobblehead pack. We're going to talk to Jimmy Fallon from Fox Across America and Taylor Riggs from the Fox Business Network. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.